I recently lost my job, had to fall back on my physical therapy experience I had in college. Luckily, a friend of mine knew a club in town that had an opening for a masseuse, so I thought I'd take it up and keep the wife and kids fed, so yeah, I took it. I mean, it was easy enough at first, and most of the clients were, you know, 60, 70-year-old widows burning through their dead husband's fortunes. I mean, I get a sexy babe in there every once in a while, but always kept my smile and did my job. That is until I saw the most gorgeous creature my eyes had ever seen. I simply couldn't believe what beauty lay before me that fateful day. A day that really changed my life forever. It was a man. A deliciously huge, colossal bodybuilder. I would have guessed him in his early 30s. He was gorgeous. An Adonis. A beefy, tan, smooth man with colossally carved muscles that dripped with power and grace. God, he was so tan, so strong. Mighty,
so strong. Mighty, so strong, so strong.
I stopped dead in my tracks as I simply couldn't believe the magnificent beast lying on his stomach before me.
Lying on his stomach before me.
The towel draped over his tall, succulent round ass. There wasn't a hair on his body, except on his head, which his hair was tastefully styled short and clean. Oh, he must have been Greek or Italian, because his skin glowed with such a chestnut hue about it, bronzed with sun and power.
Succulent round ass.
Oh my God, this man was beautiful. Most guys would never admit that they've had these fantasies of being with a man.
Being with a man. Being with a man. Being with a man. Being with a man. Being with a man. Being with a man.
But I sure did. Especially when I was younger. I had a serious crush on bodybuilders. Mostly from Arnold Schwarzenegger films. Dear God, I'll never forget that scene in Terminator where he stands and stretches out that beautiful, broad chest.
Beautiful, broad chest.
Beautiful, broad chest. Those big, beefy pecs that I just wanted to lay my head on and go to sleep. Even to this day, his body makes me so, so hard.
His body makes me so hard, so hard, so hard, so hard, so hard.
But this Adonis on my table had a huge and mighty chest too. Voluptuous, swollen pecs that cried out to me for a supple kiss. I did my best to stay professional as I introduced myself. I think he saw my attraction as he set down his phone to focus on the massage. But there he was. The perfect man. So big.
So big.
Thick.
Thick.
And so powerful.
And so powerful.
My hands started to tremble as I poured the oil in my palms.
Poured the oil in my palms.
Some of it dribbled between my fingers and dripped onto his cobblestone back.
Dripped onto his cobblestone back.
God, just that sight alone made me want to come.
Made me want to come.
I started to caress his strong, chiseled back and arms. marveling at this power and muscularity.
Power and muscularity.
I was really, really touching a man at long last.
Power and muscularity.
Oh God, my most forbidden dreams of touching another man was finally coming true.
Power and muscularity.
Dear God, this was so good. So good.
So good. So good. So good. Marveling at this power and muscularity.
So good. My breath was shallow and frail, and I knew he could tell it when I heard his lovely voice break the deafening silence. Asking if I was his first male client. I barely whimpered. He said he could tell. And with a sly laugh that broke the ice, he reassured me by telling me to take all the time I wanted. I was shocked when he said that. I wonder if he meant that he also found me attractive. I mean, I was just an average white guy in his early 40s. I mean, I was in shape and tall, but somewhat built, but nowhere near this god's Herculean brawn. He began to moan as my fingertips twirled and traced each veil of delicious muscle. He took it a step further and complimented me on my massage. I took this as his endorsement, and I decided to tell him. God, you are so beautiful.
God, you are so beautiful. God, you are so beautiful. God, you are so beautiful. God, you are so beautiful. God, you are so beautiful. God, you are so beautiful.
I held my breath as to what he would say next. A long moan of appreciation came as he whispered his thanks.
Oh.
God. I've never seen a man as gorgeous as you.
Never seen a man as gorgeous as you.
With that, he rose up to face me. Taking my hands in his, he looked right at me. God, my heart was racing, almost exploding in my chest. Touch me all you like, he breathed. Worship me. Oh, God. I dropped to my knees as he stood before me. The towel that was on his ass fell to the floor as my hero stood before me, fully nude,
fully nude, fully nude,
and heavily aroused,
and heavily aroused, fully nude.
I had never seen an erect cock in real life like this.
Never seen.
His glossy, veined rod was heavenly. He was cut. It must have been more than half a foot long. So thick.
So thick.
Dear God, this was a man's cock that was less than a foot from my lips.
A man's cock that was less than a foot from my lips.
A man's cock that was less than a foot. I worshipped every sacred inch of this bodybuilder. slowly skimming my palms across his beautiful thick pec muscles. Lovingly stroking that proud thick chest, tracing his awe-inspiring form. Oh, I loved how thick and big his pecs are.
Big as pecs are.
Oh, so smooth. So pure. I watched my beautiful hunk tremble under my sensuous touch. His eyes closed as his cock stiffened. Oh, my God, the look in his eyes told me everything I needed to know. The intrigue, the hope inside him. I was falling in love with the intoxicating power of this man. Smitten by his thick, muscular brawn.
So powerful.